But for more than a year, Mr. Trump shut down efforts at diplomacy. When Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State at the time, told reporters during a visit to Beijing that we have a couple, three channels open to Pyongyang, Mr. Trump lashed out, declaring on Twitter that only one thing will work, and casting his own Secretary of State as naive, Mr. Tillerson fumed and was later ousted. Early in 2018, though, Mr. Trump suddenly changed course along the lines Mr. Tillerson had advocated. To the shock of Mr. Trump's own advisers, he accepted on the spot when envoys sent by South Korea's President Moon Jae-in passed on an invitation to meet Mr. Kim. After that first summit meeting in Singapore in June, the talk of hostilities ended. Mr. Trump declared Mr. Kim an honorable partner, gliding past the murder of his half-brother, his uncle, and an American student in North Korea, Otto Warmbier, and promised to improve relations and suspend military exercises around Korea. There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea, Mr. Trump declared on Twitter, despite the absence of any timetable for denuclearization. Some of his aides, starting with Mr. Bolton, the new national security advisor, were appalled, but with Mr. Trump repeating that he should be awarded a Nobel Peace Prize, no one wanted to argue. Mr. Bolton told colleagues not to worry. The negotiations, he said, would collapse on their own. There were signs of trouble from the start. Mr. Pompeo flew to Pyongyang in early July to turn the Singapore discussion into a timetable for the North to produce an inventory of weapons, the first step to disarmament. But Mr. Kim declined to see him. Instead, Mr. Pompeo met with Kim Jong-chol, a former spy chief with hardline views on the United States. After the visit, the North said the Americans had pushed a unilateral and gangster-like demand for denuclearization. But it also said Kim Jong-un still wanted to build on the friendly relationship and trust with Mr. Trump. The message was clear. A real breakthrough was only possible if the two leaders got together again. The North Koreans seemed to believe Mr. Kim could get a better deal from Mr. Trump than they could from his State Department negotiators. Then, in August, Mr. Trump abruptly canceled a trip by Mr. Pompeo to Pyongyang, saying there had not been enough progress in the talks. This stymied the new special envoy, Stephen E. Biegun, who had planned to accompany Mr. Pompeo. Meanwhile, diplomacy between South Korea and North Korea was progressing quickly. Mr. Moon and Mr. Kim had already met twice before the Singapore summit, and in September, Mr. Moon made a historic visit to Pyongyang. The result was the Pyongyang Declaration, which outlined a peace process for the peninsula and dangled a potential concession by North Korea. The North, it said, would agree to dismantle the Yongbyon complex if the United States took corresponding measures.